current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, News Right Now. See it through. Allahu Akbar. The patience and steadfastness of the revolutionaries in Syria has been rewarded. The tyrant Bashar al-Assad's regime has fallen after 24 years of brutality, oppression, torture, and starvation upon our brothers and sisters in Syria. The regime was ruled by fear, throwing innocent people in prisons worse than those in nightmares, opening fire on them with no hesitation, and mercilessly utilizing chemical warfare has been toppled and humiliated by the brave warriors and soldiers of the revolution. The suffering of the people of Syria knew no bounds in these past decades. The Assad regime enforced cruel, unlivable conditions upon our brothers and sisters, throwing them in prisons and imposing surveillance in a manner that left every family and neighborhood affected and afraid. Anyone who called out the Assad regime for its tyranny, calling the rulers to implement Islam alone, would be thrown into prisons where unimaginable torture took place. Their families would have no choice but to assume they had passed. Our sisters were subjected to unspeakable torture and rape, some giving birth in the prisons which they were repeatedly abused in. But the strength of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Syria also is limitless. They surpassed each test with patience, perseverance, and tawakkul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Adil, would grant them justice one day. The people of Syria looked to Islam for the solution for their suffering. Since early on, they called for only the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be implemented in Bilad al-Sham. They upheld verse 29 of Surah A'raf, which says, قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَدَعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ كَمَا بَدَأَكُمْ تَعُودُونَ. Say, O Prophet, my Lord has commanded uprightness and a dedication to Him alone in worship, calling upon Him with sincere devotion. Just as He first brought you into being, you will be brought to life again. With sabr and tawakkul, they called for the Khilafah and the return of Islam so that its light may reach all ends of the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them power. Because of the genocide in Palestine, Bashar al-Assad's Western-backed supporters, Iran and Turkey, have been preoccupied. This quickly eroded his power and military support, weakening his defenses against the revolutionary movements all over different cities of Syria. It was in the last weeks of November that the cowardice of this oppressive regime truly began to show. The tyrant Assad started withdrawing troops from the cities of Idlib, then Aleppo and Hama, which allowed the Mujahideen of the revolution to liberate these lands. Quickly, their momentum grew, and they liberated southern Daraa before freeing the capital of Syria, Damascus. Brothers and sisters of Syria, the hearts of Muslims all over the world sing with yours as you reclaim the streets of Bilad al-Sham. Our eyes overflow with tears of joy as we look on to the reunion of families and the freeing of prisoners. Our stomachs turn and clench as we see the horrific conditions which you have had to suffer through these past decades, with no leading state for this ummah to come rush to save you with. We remind you to accept nothing less than this, a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate to lead you in this new era of hope and light for the Muslims of Syria and inshallah all over the world. Do not settle for anything less than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rule over you and protect you from being thrown back into the ruthless, bloodthirsty clutches of the colonialist kuffar. It is only the system of Islam which will preserve this moment in history for our ummah and allow its light to extend to the end of times. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.